RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Don't always get what you deserve, especially not in the NFL. It is the most unpredictable, chaotic, what the hell did I even just watch? League ever created, and that is why, B. Mitch, it is so damn popular.
Yeah.
And I'm not turning around a possible incredible rebound next year for the Commanders, where they slingshot from four wins to maybe even winning the division. Hell, look at what the Patriots did with Vrabel. Now, we're one of the few teams down there in the muck that don't have to worry about coach or quarterback. I was just looking at the teams that are down there in the mud with the Commanders. The Raiders are probably going to have to fire Pete Carroll, right?
After 1 year?
Don't you think?
I'm just saying, that's 1 year veteran coach.
They also don't have their quarterback. My friend Geno Smith gutted it out yesterday, left the game with a busted up ankle, but it's pretty clear he ain't the guy. So they've got to go searching there. The Giants are going to be hiring a new coach. They don't know who.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they got their quarterback in Jackson Dart, who once again was running around taking big hits
if
at the goal
just
line.
Get him to change his mindset.
Well, he said, well, am I supposed to be like Peyton Manning? I'm not a pocket passer, okay?
Well, you don't have to lower your shoulder on linebackers, though.
The Jets, I think, have to fire Aaron Glenn, whether it's his fault or not, because
Darius said it not.
Okay. Well, then, good luck.
Yeah.
The Patriots humiliated them yesterday, and the Jets do not have a quarterback, not even close.
No.
The Titans are in the market for a new coach, but they think they got their quarterback in Cam Ward.
Yeah.
He's shown flashes, but they've got such dog meat around him, it's hard to truly evaluate. Arizona should absolutely fire Jonathan Gannon, and they probably will, and they also don't really have their quarterback because they're probably going to move on from Kyler Murray. Mm-hmm. So they're in a bad spot. Cleveland is going to stay with their coach, who at times makes unbelievably inexplicable decisions.
Yeah.
But overall, Stefanski's solid. And their quarterback, they're hoping Shador comes along like he has. I think the positive is he's been non-awful so far, even though the numbers have been meager. He keeps losing guys as targets, though. They lost Fannin Jr. yesterday to an injury. He's been a real surprise for them. So they're going to keep running the Shador thing into the offseason, and he'll be the starter for week one. So at least the Browns have a direction. Thank God the Commanders have a coach and a quarterback. They're not even going to deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts them in a good spot.
Yeah.
Now we just got to lose a game and get a lot of help. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. What should be the Commanders' general shape of the offseason? I have said offense, good luck. We're focusing on the defense. We're going to triage the defense. Others disagree, and that's fine. That's why we have sports radio. Joel and Bowie, you are first up on this topic. Hello, Joel.
Well, gentlemen, first of all, B. Mitch, it's always an honor to speak to the new Hall of Famer, and the bus is fueled up. We're ready to go, bruh. And I can't say, but this sounds like Steve Zabin, but I know Steve Zabin is in parts unknown, right?
No, you're listening to him. Yes, the radio both. The radio beast has spit me up like a undigested chunk of food, and I am here today. Thank you for noticing.
How you doing, dog?
I'm doing great. I'm getting to play with some of the regulars here on this great station. Honored and thankful for the opportunity. Taking the reps.
Yeah, they told me you were up south picking cotton for pill bottles.
Damn. Up south.
Okay.
So what is the off season? Give me the off season, generally speaking, in your mind.
Okay. We got to concentrate on defense and find at least one or two receivers. They got to have some height. They got to be able to catch. They got to be able to run. Those are very important things. And they got to have the heart of B. Mitch.
Well,
if they got that,
listen, scientists have been trying to replicate the heart of B. Mitch in laboratories, and they have come close. There have been some promising breakthroughs, but no reports of being close to replicating the
gonna be hard
beating chest of old number 30. Let's go to Eddie in Fort Washington. You are next up. What's the shape of the offseason, Eddie?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, look, I got a scenario here because you guys are always talking you can't do it in 1 year. So I look at this like, okay, where are we closest at, offense or defense? I think it's obviously offense with the quarterback in place. Sure. So why not take a run at Pickens, free agent, and then potentially low-round trade for Ayuk in San Francisco, and then use your draft picks on the defensive side of the ball. Now, however, if one of the two wide receivers doesn't pan out, you're not able to get him, you may be able to get the kid out of Ohio State, Tate. And then there's also Ruben in Florida. So I think that would be a good option. Fix one side of the ball first.
But yeah. I think you got to fix the defensive side. The defensive side is really hurt. You got to get that at least up to being consistently above average. Pickens is not leaving Dallas. Jerry's not letting Pickens leave. They're going to franchise tag him, and that's that. Ayuk, I keep hearing everybody say Ayuk, just because he and Jaden were friends.
I'm like, no.
A guy that gets that money and then decide I don't want to deal with it and just go like, I don't want to deal with him, to be honest with you. I think, listen, receivers are probably the easiest thing you can go out there and get in a draft, or you get some free agent or somewhere along the way. But your defense better be able to stop somebody. You know, they put pressure on Jaden so much because the defense can't stop anybody. And he has to go out there and put himself in harm's way. I need them to get the defense up to par.
Hey, B. Mitch, I somewhat agree with you, but listen to this. Listen, the reason why so much pressure on J.D. is because there's nobody can win one-on-one except Scary Terry. And if wide receivers are that easy to just find, then why haven't we only had one for the last 20 years?
Well, we had poor drafting.
I mean, we had a group that was here before that didn't try to get
Monk,
the right people
Clark
around.
And Sanders. We haven't had two receivers since Monk, Clark, and Sanders.
I would disagree with that totally. Pierre and Santana Moss were some badasses.
Yeah. Come on now. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Jupe in West Virginia next up this morning. Hello, Jupe. What do you say?
Fellas, two legends. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, fellas. Hey, nothing much. My idea for this offseason is, and B-Mitch, you know, I've been preaching this all year, chemistry. We need more chemistry, and it's hard to build chemistry with a team when it seems like every year we're turning over half the team. AP can't keep doing these one-year deals. We need multiple-year deals with these players. That means so he can't go get these rentals, these older guys. He's got to really
You got to get younger guys, though.
Yeah,
you got to draft the younger guys so they'll be here for at least 3 years.
What they did last year,
you're not wrong,
they're not
Jupe.
Doing that again this year.
You're not wrong, Jupe, but what you're also saying, and without saying it, is they just got to get younger. Which is why I think they've got to get out of the old guy business, even when the old guys like Wagner had a great year. Mm-hmm. Even when the old guys are like, hey, you know what? If you extend and keep going on with these older guys that get paid money, you're just delaying for another year a younger guy who could be coming up in his spot.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my point. Also, too, I think two keys important for a successful season is that chemistry, also a full training camp with all your starters and players. We can't have another Terry contract situation because you see how it threw everything off for everybody. So that's all I got for you fellas.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you for the call. I agree with you that it's easier to get a third, fourth, fifth round wide receiver bonus baby than almost any other position.
Yeah.
Because there's so many receivers in today's modern game, college game, which is like the pros, and they're running 3 and 4 wide out sets all the time. So guys do slip through the cracks. Terry is a prime example.
Third round pick.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp, third round pick.
The 7-on-7.
Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
Fifth round pick.
The 7v7 thing makes receivers and defensive backs ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's what I mean by you can get them. I know fans want everybody drafted in the first round. You're not gonna do that. Everybody ain't gonna get drafted in the first round. And you go look at some of the greatest players that ever played. They were not drafted in the first round. You can find them in second, third, fourth, fifth. But you got to have some of those positions from other positions from the first round every once in a while. Your pass rusher, you go find one of them. That changed your whole damn defense up. You get one pass rusher who consistently can make a quarterback move. The Houston Texans, their two guys, quarterback can't stand where he's at. He got to move.
No. Yeah.
So you just get one or two because they got Hunter, I think, came. They picked him up in free agency. The other guy was already there, and now they're meeting at the quarterback every damn play.
Yeah. The Texans defense is so good. They may carry that offense, which is still wheezing, all the way to the Super Bowl, depending on
how
it goes.
They're tough, man.
They are nasty tough.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.